Hey guys, welcome back to What in the K-Pop. I'm Yvette.
And I'm Precious.
And today we are doing a special episode of Unpopular K-Pop Opinions Part 2 for the K-Pop Social Nights second annual podcast fest in support of National Alliance on Mental Illness for National Minority Mental Awareness Month.
And What in the K-Pop wants you guys to know you are not alone and mental health is really important, especially right now.
So thank you, K-Pop Social Night and NAMI, for having us. And thank you for putting mental health awareness at the forefront of our conversations every day.
Yes, yes, yes. Now, let's get started, yeah?
Yes. So
we're going to get canceled.
We're not going to get canceled, I promise. But let's start off with some unpopular opinions.
Okay. We have traveled through the interwebs.
Yes, I've gotten most of mine from Reddit, and you've gotten most of yours from TikTok?
Tickety Talk, yes.
I don't know how reliable either one is, but there's some pretty interesting ones on there.
Very interesting. So we're going to pick a couple. We're going to discuss it, and
let's get started. Da, 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 da.
Okay, so first one for me, I have... this is just one from your part of the list. I don't mind non-Asian people joining K-pop groups as long as the majority of the K-pop community is okay with it.
Oh my god, I saw this one and I was like, huh, like what? Like, okay. Now I would have to say this statement is unpopular because I would like to think most people don't care what other people think, but then again I think people do care what other people think. But in my opinion, I wouldn't care as long as they had talent and they had as much talent as any other idol.
Okay. I think
it's about having talent and being able to speak Korean and being able to know the culture and stuff like that and just the lifestyle.
Okay, yeah. I agree with you, actually, because, like, me personally, I don't care. Again, as long as you respect the Korean culture and you are respectful, I think it's all good. But that's just me.
No, I mean, like, it's like anything, like, if you have, like, an international artist going into another country performing or whatever, as long as they're respectful and they tick all the boxes, I think it's fine. I don't think you should care that if anybody else in the community, you know, cares about it. Mm. It's just, do they have talent? Are they, you know, a good role model? Can they dance? Can they sing? Can they rap? Stuff like that. Can they speak Korean? Do they know, you know, the courtesies that come with the Korean culture?
Exactly.
Stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So I think that's all that matters, honestly.
Yeah, I agree.
All right. Let's go to another one.
What you got?
All right. This one. K-bands will always be viewed as secondhand to boy/girl groups because they don't sing and dance. They don't all sing and dance. What's your take on that one?
I think that this is a popular, I think a lot of people know this. I personally think that because me personally, I love like a lot of like the K-bands, like, you know, I love Day 6. I love
and flying.
And like, I love like, you know, Lucy, The Rose. Like, I really genuinely love those groups. But that being said, they're very talented. They produce and write their own songs. Like Young K, man, this man can pump it out in like, what, maybe a week. He wrote Eric Nam's like last album, you know, because you love that album.
Yeah.
So me personally, I genuinely feel like all the groups, all the K-bands, they're very talented. You know, they could always go on like, you know, show champions, stuff like that, get their first win. But that being said, I don't think that they're as popular because, I mean, I love watching Jay shredding at a guitar and I think that's hot. But, I mean, it's like Jay from Day 6 shredding on a guitar, whipping his hair around, and it looks amazing. But then we see, you know, another group. I'm just going to take, for example, from Kingdom SF9. They did Taemin's Want, and they're over here, I mean, thrusting. So, I mean, that's the nicest way as I can put it. Like, yes. they're over here, like, serving it different because they're singing and dancing, and they're just doing all the moves. You know what I'm saying? So that's just my opinion. No one cancel me, please, God. I'm sorry. No.
I get where you're coming from, but the way I see it is I feel like K-bands work. Both groups work harder in different ways.
Yes,
but
they do.
I feel like when it comes to strictly music, K-bands work the hardest.
Okay, because I agree.
They play instruments. They compose all their music from scratch. So since they don't dance and not all of them sing, that's how I feel like they like... they even each other out, you know? That's how I think about it. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it would be more, for me, it would be harder to come up with a song from scratch than it would be to learn a dance.
This is true. This is true.
That's just me, though.
Yeah. I got scared with that one for just like 5 seconds. I was like, oh, wait, no one cancel me. I love SF9. No,
trust me. I love girl group, guy groups, like K-band groups. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, I like them all. So it doesn't. I'm just saying, in their own respective ways, one's not better than the other.
Yeah, I just think, I don't know, that's just me personally. I think sometimes, like, the K-bands are just, like, they're number two because they don't sing and dance, but that's just
I think though. It's just because when you think K-pop, you think K-pop.
Yeah.
Like, K-pop groups, they're a K-band, K-rock band, so different genre. But next one.
Dang, that one scared me for a second there.
Go ahead and pick.
Okay, so... Again, guys, we have scoured the interwebs to find all of this. And this is one I really like. Actually, hold on. Where's that one that I really, 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 really like? Wait. Oh, Winwin is better off in Wavy, and it's only a matter of time before Yuta is the leader of NCT Japan.
Say that one more time clearly.
Okay.
Say it with your chest. I'm sorry.
Winwin is better off in Wavy, and it's only a matter of time before Yuta is the leader of NCT Japan. I said that with my whole chest, and I mean it.
It's true.
It's true.
Because honestly, okay, if you think about Winwin going back to when he was in 127, he had his shining moments, but it was like one, maybe two.
I saw him one time take his mask off in Simon Says.
He was more visual.
Yes.
Like he filled the role of a visual more with 127. And I guess with Wavy, I hear him a lot more. He has more lines in Wavy, and I think it's great for him. Yuta, let's...
Oh, he can catch his hands, yo.
Do you think he'll really leave 127? Or do you think they'll keep him in 127 and him be in the Japanese unit?
I don't think Yuta's that responsible.
I don't think he could... I don't think they could afford him.
No. I personally think this is good. Okay, I think if anything, I think they would rotate him maybe.
So they would pull a Mark.
Probably. I feel like they would probably pull a Mark or something like that, or cuz I don't think they're going to completely like replace him and like take him out of 127 and make him the leader, because I don't think he's that responsible. I love you, Yuta. But I think he would be part of the Japanese unit, but I think they would be like switching him back and forth personally.
Yeah.
That's what I think. But no, I like Winwin a lot more in Wavy because I just see a lot more of Winfin. Like, we have a lot of like Winformation and we see more vlogs from him. And I like seeing that side of him. And he's really like, I knew he was weird, but Boo Boo's just, he's a rare breed. He's interesting. I love Winwin. And like, seeing him in Wavy, it makes me happy. Mm-hmm. So I'm just like, oh, Winwin.
Okay. All right, let's go to the next one.
Call him Little Win-Win.
All right, this one is, it's okay to like a song, a cover song, over the original song. I'm going to have to say yes.
I 100% agree.
Your example is, I don't remember the song, but it's Charlie Puth. It's from him.
You don't want attention?
JK, like, covered it, did a cover song of his song.
You don't want attention. Yeah, I think
so. Maybe it's that song. Way better than the original.
Yeah, JK loves Charlie Puth.
I know, but he sung it way better than he did. Not saying Charlie Puth didn't do his thing, because that's his song. Like, it was a great song, but it got even better when JK sung it.
No, I agree. I mean, for me, I love 5 Seconds of Summer, and, like, they were one of, like, you know, the first groups I went to see here with my friends. Mm. So I love 5 Seconds of Summer, but I'll say it. Mm. They did a cover, and I'm not going to let it die because I play it every day. Their cover of Youngblood is way better than the original 5 Seconds of Summer. I said what I said.
Who covered Youngblood?
Ace, bro.
Oh, Ace. Bro. I was like,
oh, who? Sorry. I just work here. I don't know.
She said, I just work here.
I just work here. I don't even get paid for any of this.
Okay. I haven't heard that cover yet.
Oh, we can play it in the car. Don't worry.
Yes.
It's Ace Excellence. That's what that is. It's called Ace Excellence. So yeah, definitely, like, the cover can definitely be better than the original song.
Okay.
Definitely.
All right. What's one do you have?
I just feel like I want to start some controversy. I'll stop. Okay. Why is it so hard for K-pop stans to be nice and get along, but they actively choose violence and to engage in fan wars? Like, you choose this life.
I cannot answer that for you because I feel like that statement's very popular, but I cannot answer that because I stay away, like, I clear out any of that negativity on
like,
my feed.
We don't even go here.
Like, I don't even see it. I don't even, I know it exists, but I don't see it. But the reason why people do that, I think they're bored. They're bored and they're like, my group's the best. My alt's the best. Like, I think that's just clearly what it is. Just boredom.
Boredom?
Yep.
Okay. Me personally, like, I guess so, because I mean, especially like if you're on the internet and no one can see your face, you're just like a profile picture, like no one can really like come at you when you're like adding them on Twitter.
You could be like, I don't know. You could be like a smiley face and then be talking a lot of crap.
Exactly. So I just feel like they just choose violence. Yeah, you're right. I mean, choosing violence out of boredom, that kind of makes like question mark
but
sense.
You don't get anywhere with it. That's no. What I'm like, why would you waste all your time doing that? But then again, I'm thinking these are younger kids, yeah, like maybe teenagers, whereas when you're an adult, you don't have time to dabble in that.
Yeah.
You are paying your bills, you're going to your job, you're sleeping because you're tired
and I'm having a hot girl summer.
Yeah, or a sweaty girl
sweaty girl summer. But no, I agree. It's just funny when I do go on Twitter or wherever or TikTok or anywhere and I'm just like, they're fighting. I'm just like, but for what? And then I'm thinking to myself, it's like, oh, like this group is better than this group. Meow. And then bark, whatever. And then it's just like, okay, that's nice. But you know what's funny? Like, I just think it's funny because it's just really funny because like the groups, they're just, they don't care, bro. They're still making money. Who cares?
Yeah.
Who cares? But that's just, that's just what I think.
All right. Let's go to the next one. All right. One I found was, I don't mind having a bias younger than me, which I thought, I don't know. I thought this one was kind of weird because I wanted to know where they were coming from. But I'm guessing what they meant was more of, they think it's kind of weird to have a bias that's younger than them because most people, when they pick their bias, they pick like someone that they would date in real life.
Not me simping over a man.
Yeah, no, you simping over a man. Nah. But I think that's why they said that because not everybody's bias is somebody they wanted to date, but someone that they could see themselves as friends or best friends with, or I like their personality, or I think they're really talented.
No, I mean, I understand where they're coming from. Because when I look at, like, Kevin Moon from The Boys, for example, I do not want to date his ass. I mean, no, I would never date Kevin. But that's, like, Kevin's bestie. That's bestie. We love bestie. So, I get where they're coming from with that one. That was not that bad.
All right. Let's go to another one. Go ahead and pick one.
Okay. Don't Fight the Feeling was a good music video. Am I gonna die?
It was a good music video.
Was it? I
half and half. It was great vocals. Undeniably great vocals. Bad editing.
I just feel like
really bad editing.
I just feel like someone's gonna kill me.
Like, I was excited when they said that Lay was gonna be in there because it's been such a long time since he's been with EXO. But then when I saw the editing, and I was like, he was just edited in, and really badly. And I was like,
okay.
They've done, you know, SM, they know how to make music videos. So this was really like half baked in a sense.
Oh.
But the vocals on the track were good. Each member did good. It was great to see all the members that returned from the military. But that's just my opinion.
I think it... Okay, EXO Wells, I'm sorry. EXO, I still love you. Baekhyun, you're my bias. Don't... No one kill me. But I just feel like... I feel like I'm going to die. I just feel like it was overhyped. I just wasn't... feeling like the magic, like the music, like I enjoyed it, yes, like it was cool, but I'm just like, and like I felt like they just could have did better. I just felt like they could have did better. That is just me speaking.
I feel like they've done better.
Yeah, like
like they've like, done better, like because
if we look in the past,
Love Shot,
exactly, like Love Shot, Love Shot, Tempo, like come on, man. Like, we
did. I think they just did this, like, as, like, a quick a quick money.
Oh, yeah.
Like, money thing, like, totally quick money.
Yeah, because Baekhyun was going to the military, and they're like, we're going to squeeze all the money out of him before we can. Like, this man had how many comebacks? Like, 2 back-to-back ones, and then he had his XO one. And then he's like, okay, bye, boo-boo, going to the military for 2 years. Peace.
I mean, but if you think about it, Baekhyun made so much money.
Which was and smart.
He's going to have so much residual money exactly. while he's gone for 2 years.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it's a win for him more than it is a win for the company.
This comeback, I just wasn't really, like, just feeling it. I just wasn't feeling it. It was just not, if other people like it, it's cool. It just was not my flavor.
Yeah.
Yes, like,
I'll listen to it on playlist-wise, but
okay.
I'm not watching it.
Yeah, because, like, I really wanted to listen to it for comebacks, and then I listened to the track list once, and I was like, so that's what happened.
All right, cool. All right, let me pick one. I'm going to go back to fan wars and stuff like that.
Ooh.
This statement said, fan wars don't bother me at all. I'm going to say this is popular. Okay. Just because I feel like not everyone engages in fan wars and stuff like that, but everyone sees it.
Yeah.
But they don't bother me at all because I'm here for the music and I'm here for the dancing. I'm here for, you know, the variety shows, the having fun, the interactions with
K-pop is not that deep.
K-pop is not about fighting each other, saying who's gonna run this. You know, like, no, it's not about that. Yeah, so,
like, especially when you hear like all the dumb ones, it's like BTS paved the way. No, SHINee paved the way. No, they paved the way. No, who else paved the way?
Whoever started K-pop scene paved the way.
Yeah, chill. There's just everyone just
these
chill.
Are just groups that help bring it to where it's at now.
Yeah.
Like, bring it up to the height that they're at now.
Okay. Yeah, I agree on that one. Me, personally, I don't partake in any fan wars. Like, I just, like, looky look, and then I leave the social media. Because everyone's always yelling sometimes. I'm like, why are we yelling? I don't know what happened. But that's just me.
I can't even look because it makes me mad. Put me in a bad mood. And I'm like, this is so stupid. I'm like, but what? Then I'm also like, why am I doing this to myself? That's why I just.
Yeah, just stay away.
Click out, whatever, because it's not important and it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
Okay, I'm gonna hop on the train with you. I will not support an idol if their fans are annoying. wait, can I rephrase that? I will not support an idol if their fans are annoying.
Okay. You did not rephrase it at all.
No, I just wanted to say it differently. There we go. I messed that up. That was my bad.
I was like, huh?
Yeah, I just wanted to do the annoying voice thing.
Oh, so you're like, I know best, blah, 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 blah.
Because, you know, like, I just, my taste in music is just really superior, you know what I'm saying? Ew. I'm going to stop.
I just cringe.
I'm sorry.
But what's your stance on that?
Okay, if their fans are annoying, okay, me personally, for me, I feel like I have a pretty tough skin and I can just ignore, I could just ignore anyone. Like, I really don't care. Like, for example, like, I don't know anyone who is actually annoying, but I see that's how much I pay attention to anyone who, like, any idols whose fans are annoying. Like, I don't pay attention. Cause like, if, for example, if Wavy had heck of annoying fans, I'm still going to support Wavy because I'm just like, well, no,
it has,
like,
nothing to do with them.
It has nothing to do with them. These are my boys. Like, everything is all good. And I'm just like, no, Kuen's mine. Oh, who doesn't know you? What do you mean?
He doesn't know you exist.
And I'm just like, are you okay, honey? So, like, that's just me. Like, I want to buy the albums like I want. I want to listen to the music like I want. And if I want to, you know, if Ten is selling a jacket, I'm going to buy it. And that is all. Like, it's, yes, he did do that. But I'm just saying, like, I don't really care if the fans are annoying because I'm like, at the end of the day, like, I do what I want. I can choose to hit block, hit ignore. Or if I see somebody in public, I'm just going to turn around, walk away. Like, oh, my God, like, Ten is my bias. He's mine. You can't have it. Are you good? So, like, that's just me. I personally just ignore anyone that's, like, quote-unquote annoying, but I've never met anyone like that.
I think maybe this person means in terms of, like, fans being toxic or being, like, you know, going back to fan wars and stuff like that, or bringing down another group just because they're not their style. And that's, it's cool if you don't like another group, but that doesn't mean you drag them unless they need to be dragged.
This is just me. I heard the Blinks were annoying, but I don't know.
I've been hearing that since day one, but I don't know.
Yeah, same. I just listened to Blackpink for the music, and that is all. Yeah, man. But yeah, that's just what you got, girl.
No, I mean, it was just like that because some people can misconstrue. Just people just want to be mean to be mean, you know? Mm. And I think that's just stupid. I'm like, just rep your favorite, whatever, and
just be cool, man. Be
don't
cool.
Drag nobody else on the way down because they're not involved.
It's that's just true.
Maybe because of music shows like Show Champion and all that.
Oh,
music
yeah.
And all that. Yeah. I don't know.
I don't know. I like quoting you from a future, from a, like a past podcast. I was like, be cool, man. Be cool. Mm-hmm. Don't collect $200. Don't pass go. Chill.
Exactly. All right. Oh, this one.
Okay. Okay.
Okay. Just because you stand smaller groups and dislike bigger groups doesn't mean you're better than everyone. What do you mean by this? Okay. What do you mean by this?
Okay, so like,
there's a lot of attitude in this whole
thing. There
statement.
Was no attitude in that.
It felt like
I didn't have any.
It felt like attitude.
No. Okay, so okay, I'm not gonna name any of the smaller groups, but me personally, I just I'm just like trying to be nice. But it's like, you know what? Fuck it. Excuse me. Anyways. I just feel like, I don't know, there are just some people like, okay, for example, I'm going to use NCT as an example because I just feel like they're one of the bigger groups.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, like, they're one of the bigger groups. They're part of SM. They're part of the Big Three. So I'm like, okay, so I'm just going to use NCT for an example. So anyone say, like, NCT, like, oh, my God, I really love NCT. But then there are some people like, oh, I hate NCT. Like, they're just too much. Like, they're, like, because I know a lot of the smaller groups, like, for example, VAV or Ace, like, I just feel like their fandom, I am a choice. Mm-hmm. The fandom is a lot smaller, so it makes it easier for, you know, them to connect with us. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, like, that's why I really like Ace, you know, like, they're really good to their fans, they're super sweet, VAV, they're really cool, they do all kinds of fan service when they come to the U.S.
Yeah.
And, you know, everyone's like, oh, yeah, like, you know, because I think a lot of people, they don't like the bigger groups because it's just like, I just don't feel connected or personal with them. Or, like, maybe, oh, like, they don't, like, write their own, like, because, like, I mean, granted, a lot of people, I mean, who doesn't? Like, anyone, they have song, if you have money, you have songwriters.
Yeah,
so, usually. And that's cool. And, like, again, some of the smaller companies, like, you know, VAV's company and Be Interactive, they don't have that much, that shmoney.
Yeah.
So, of course, they're going to be, you know, they have limited people, or
so
limited
they have
resources.
A little more work to do than the bigger.
Exactly. Companies. So, that's why some people that are just like, oh, like, I just like them more because they write their own music. I mean, well, yeah, like, they, the bigger groups, like, Taeyong writes on Spotify, like, not Spotify, what's it called? He has a couple of songs on SoundCloud. He wrote those. Mm-hmm. Like,
I see. I think that's just is very opinionated because, like, just because smaller groups do have to work harder at the end of the day.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to bigger groups that are more successful, they still do, you know, write their own songs and compose their own music. It's just they have more resources than the smaller group, and I don't think that makes, you know, I don't think it's a reason to dislike mm-hmm. them just because they have more means. You know,
Yeah. Like,
you just have to work hard at it.
Yeah, because this is stemming from my issue because sometimes, like, again, for example, BTS, it's just really annoying when I see someone, like, they just, like, it's totally cool if you liked BTS for their older music. Mm. Totally cool.
Yeah.
If you don't like their music now, that is also okay.
That's fine.
That is completely fine. You get older, your tastes change. That's totally cool. But sometimes I get annoyed when someone's like, I'm selling all of my BTS merch. I am not a fan anymore. The armies are annoying, and they're just not my flavor anymore. And da 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 da.
So dramatic.
And, like, they're just like, it's like a winning engagement, but not a winning engagement. I'm denouncing my army belt or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm denouncing myself from the fandom,
one,
and I'm walking away.
Nobody cares.
I know.
Two. Okay, what are you selling? Three.
It doesn't have a Minyoungi photo card.
Three. Half off. Like, I feel like people just do that for attention. I've seen it many times on different K-pop, you know, pages or whatever, Facebook pages and stuff like that. But I'm just like, that's cool. What do you have? And
how much?
Bye? Goodbye?
Yeah, like,
see you later?
Yeah, like I just, something stirs inside of me and I don't say anything because I'm just like, why do you have to, like, denounce, like, your departure from said fandom? Like, I didn't even
know. Why is it a big deal?
Yeah, like, it's like, I'm just not an N citizen anymore because da 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 da. I'm just like, okay, I didn't know you were even on this fan page, yo. Okay, bye. How much is that light stick you got there?
I don't know, but people are weird.
Yeah. That one was just mine. I didn't mean to have all that with that one. But I found that one on TikTok and I was like, dang.
It was just a little. I was like, what's she mean by this? All right. You want to pick one?
Oh, that one's mine, girl.
No, I picked that one.
Oh, I just work here. Oh, wait.
Yes, yeah. You did. You did. You did make it. Yes.
I just work here. Okay, this one's actually an interesting one. When standing in group, you don't have to know everything about the members in order to like them. That one scares me just a little.
Like such a gatekeeper question. Such a gatekeeper question.
Yeah, because I'm just like, oh, like, okay, for example, because, I mean, we watched No Mercy back when Monsta X, you know, they were going to debut. And, for example, I guess somewhere it was said, like, oh, yeah, like, you know, Ki-hyun, he likes peach water, haha. And I was like, oh, okay, cool. And then someone, I don't know, I just hate the gatekeeping. It's like, oh, who's your bias in Monsta X? Oh, I really love Ki-hyun. Oh, really? So where is he from? What's his favorite color? What's his blood type? Whoa.
What shoe does he put on first? Like, what?
It's like, well, you see, my favorite song is Shootout. he has very versatile vocals. He's great. I hate that sometimes because it's like, oh, so if you love Minhyuk or Ki-hyun, if you like them, then, you know, what is this, A, B, C, D, E, F, G? And I'm just like, I didn't know that I was signing up for, like, a test. Like, I'm 25, yo. Like, there's a reason why I'm not in school no more. I didn't sign up for this.
I think, honestly, as a multi-stan, that there's so much information out there. There's so many groups that you stan that you don't have time to know every little thing about everyone.
Yeah.
Like, maybe your ultimate group, you know pretty much a lot of things about them. Not too personal, but, you know. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you don't have the time. You just don't have the time.
And yeah.
So I think it's, I guess, applause to the people that can do that, but I can't do that. Like, I don't have the space for that, the storage for that. And it's not relevant to me, and I don't need that information.
Yeah, because sometimes I think, like, because, I mean, on our podcast, sometimes we do, like, I do, you know, I always have guests on, and I do, like, the birthday ones, and I really enjoy, you know, I had a couple of the Not Your Average Fan girls, and I was like, oh, my God, you guys want to come on and, mm-hmm. you know, talk about so-and-so? Like, yeah. I mean, I love talking about June, I love talking about Donghoon, and I'm just like, okay, yeah, like, it's cool. Like, it's just us fanning over, you know, someone that we like, and I'm scared that I'm getting in trouble. It's like, when's his birthday?
But that's the thing. Most of our friends are not like that. Actually, none of our friends are like that.
God bless.
So
we love you guys. God bless.
I mean, it's not I don't think it would be a problem for us, but, like, just maybe people do that just to prove their loyalty to their bias, but I think it's weird and I think it's dumb, but.
Yeah. Because sometimes I'm just like, well, what if I don't know his favorite color? Like,
maybe people take pride in it, but. I don't know.
Yeah, because there's some people, they're just like, I have to know. Like, I'm just going to use them for example. Like, I have to know everything about SF9. I have to. I'm just like, it's not that. Like, SF, like, I don't think SF9 is going to quiz you, I don't think. I'm just saying, what if Hwiyoung is like, what's my favorite color? I don't know, man. Like, pink? I don't know. Henry's favorite color from Wavy is pink. Mm. But he said that, though, so it's fine.
I mean, like, you... I'm talking more like people searching the deep, like the depths for this information, not hearing it in
what hospital were they born in?
What time were they born?
What's your star sign? Wait,
what's your rising?
What's your rising moon? I gotta go.
But I think that's it.
That was funny. I'm just like, so are they going to quiz me? I mean, honestly, if like SF9 magically dropped from the sky and they're like, quiz, I'm like, I'm going to get the answers wrong, but can I still like look at you though? Because you look good. That's okay. I feel. But that's just
Do you think Hongjoon from ATEEZ would quiz you?
Probably. And like, I probably get like a really stern look like, you did this for what? And I was like, I still love you though, and I support you.
I mean, like, I'm gonna get at least, I would have to say 7 out of 10, right?
Yeah.
But if it gets any more complicated, it's not happening. I'm gonna fail. I'm gonna really fail.
Probably. Yeah. I'm just getting everybody's wrong.
Well, she's gonna ask me, like, who's your ultimate bias? And then.
You.
No, you're a liar.
Yeah, you.
You're a liar.
He's
not
part
your ultimate bias.
He's one of my ultimate biases.
You only have one. You really gonna lie right now?
And his name starts with a Y, but that's besides the point. And his last name starts with the M, and that's besides the point. He's one of my ultimate biases. I feel like that should be good enough for him. He has all these other fans out here, all the other 18-y. You know? can't be penalized because he's not my favorite. Well, no, he is. But
he's your favorite in 80s.
He's my bias in 80s. I adore him, but like he can't just come out and say that.
I think he would.
Oh, probably. And then subtle disappointment across his face.
All right, I got one for you.
Okay.
All right. Blackpink's Sour Candy is the best collab, whereas Blackpink's Ice Cream is the worst collab.
Oh, God, boom. Yeah, I agree. I cannot. Feels so nice. Selena Gomez had no reason having that many lines.
Don't get me wrong. I love Selena Gomez.
No, we love her.
I love her. But what the flying, what is going on? Like, when that first came out, I was really concerned.
It was interesting.
The teasers had me concerned.
Yeah.
And I was just like, just the message from what I saw what's and happening, what I was hearing
what's happening
not,
here.
Did not no. match up. And
this
the
is not,
pitches were very, it was very,
this is not
what's the word?
This is not correlate.
Very edited. Like, audio-wise, like, super edited and stuff. And I was just like, no, this is trash. Like, complete trash of a song. So super high pitch, super like it was a cute video to look at, but no, it's a no for me.
It's okay. A no for me.
Sour Candy, that was bomb.
No. Okay.
I love Lady Gaga too.
And it's fine. Okay.
And Sour Candy, bomb. Like, I play it all the time in the car. Like, it does not even matter, but.
Yeah, Sour Candy. Yeah, it makes sense because it's Gaga. It makes sense. I like Sour Candy, but Ice Cream for me, I was just like, it was just really like weird for me, and like I was like I just wasn't sure how to feel about it, so that's why I was like I don't know if I like this or not. So yeah, I agree, like Sour Candy is a better collab because there was something about Ice Cream, she wasn't my favorite flavor of ice cream. She just wasn't my favorite flavor. She was like
I'm gonna try to be as appropriate and clean about this, but it was just weird because the lyrics and the concept, like if you look at the concept, it's geared towards, it's very girly, very young looking,
very
and
cute stuff like very that. Fresh
but the lyrics are not very young looking appropriate lyrics, if you know what I mean.
Yes.
So that's what really made me mad, to be honest. I was like, why would they do that? Who approved this? I was like, this is not cool.
Yeah.
I was like,
yeah, if anyone reads those English lyrics,
because you know kids sing songs all the time that are really bad and not appropriate.
Yep.
But they don't know what they're saying. But then when it comes to adults listening to this, they're like, what's going on?
But this is,
what are you singing
The thing is, I love my cousin so much, but he really loves ice cream. And I'm just like, I still love you, though.
Like, we're not family anymore.
No, I mean, like, I love him. I love him. It's just.
Gotta go. Get out. Cousin, no more.
Cousin, no more. he's a universe. I can't just kick him out like that.
He sided with who he wanted.
It's like,
to
you
side
made
with.
Your bed, you're going to lay in it.
Exactly. You ice cream? Yeah, go over there. I like sour
I'm
candy.
I'm on sour candy. I'm on team sour candy.
I like sour candy.
I would never listen to ice cream. I still don't. I still don't.
Oh,
I haven't
heard it in like a year.
I heard it one time.
Has
and then I heard it. Yeah, there's a music video.
No, I know. But I was wondering, I was like, I haven't heard it in a year. I was like, has it been a year? I don't know.
In K-pop time, I don't know how much time has passed. It's a different world out here when we're here in the streets.
In the streets? Of
no,
K-pop?
Not the. Yeah. What okay. In the K-pop? What did she say?
All right. Our next one. Do you want to pick?
Oh, yeah, I thought this one was interesting because it was from your list. Filler members are a myth. Mm-hmm. Can you explain that? I thought that was interesting.
Okay, so the concept with filler member is that you have your members that obviously are talented and shining and blah, 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 and then you have your filler members that are there just for whatever it may be, looks or a talent, a special talent, like, I don't know if
okay.
I can give. I'm not giving any examples because I'm not here to tear.
Oh shoot!
Down.
I feel bad. I was ready with but examples.
No, I don't have any examples because I don't think it's true. I feel like every member has a part.
Yes,
and every member, you know, does their thing and they have their own personality. Like NCT, they all have different personalities and they all like cater to a certain person. Yes. That's why they're so popular, because the company said, okay, this person's going to be like this, and this person's going to be like this. Of course, every personality is an extension of that person's real personality, but it's just heightened, dramatized. Mm. So they're like, you're going to appeal to people that like bad boys. You're going to appeal to people who like soft boys, you know, stuff like that. Mm-hmm, so mm-hmm. I don't think it's true. I don't think there are just members that are just there to be mannequins, basically. That's what I mean by that.
Okay. Yeah, because I read that and I was like, y'all are member. And then I thought about some and I was like, question mark, maybe. I just had like maybe one or two, but I'm just not
gonna, I mean,
I'm not trying to die today.
No, it's your choice, though. No. You might have a view that someone doesn't know about, and they're like, oh, okay, I see what you mean, but it's okay to disagree with people.
Yeah, I'm just going to keep this one to myself because I don't want to die. I love, you know, who was ever watching this and our fans. I love everybody, you know? Like, I just want to keep the peace in the K-pop world, not trying to die today.
Well, on the other hand, I will tell you something if I need to tell you something, and that's just it. But
oh,
it's always in, it's never in harm. It's never in harm.
Okay.
It's always in just seeing a different perspective.
Yes.
That's all. All right. Next one.
Dang, I almost said it too. Oh, my God.
All right. This one. Ooh. Survival shows are pointless because it's obvious that they're rigged.
I agree.
This one, when I saw you had this one, I was like, we gonna talk about this.
She said what she said.
I feel like, yes, there's some sort of truth to that, because I feel like the company execs, you know, that make those decisions, they kind of already see who they want, and kind of like, they basically already have an idea of who they want in that group, mm-hmm. no matter if it's a survival show or whatever. But doesn't mean things don't change in later episodes and plans change and stuff like that. So is it rigged? Yes and no.
So it's like 50-50 maybe, question mark.
It's like a conflict of interest. It's like, here's what they know will sell because they've done it before. And then here's what they, but they also kind of see what happens, how they perform, what the consistency of the trainee is, what the fans think. Do the fans like them? Do they appeal to them? Stuff like that. So they take a lot of things in consideration, but it's not organic in the least at all.
It's like, vote for your favorite. Oh, really?
Everyone really? Has a favorite.
Mm-hmm. That's why I just don't, like, I like them, but I don't really care for them as much. I'm just like, eh.
Okay.
Yeah, so I don't know. I always
like, I like favorite. Them because it's just dramatic. Yeah. And then, you know, you get to see the challenges and you get to see, like, all the stage work. And okay, applause to everyone that does all the performance, like lighting wise and stage wise, like the staff that does that, it's amazing because it's way better than American
productions. Oh, yeah, no. Yeah, that's true.
Of any kind of music performance. Yeah, there are a lot of what's the word?
Theatrics.
Yeah, theatrics, I but said a big it's word. Not as good. It's not as good as K-pop.
Okay, groups. I'm gonna say it like Mama compared to like our like eight VMAs. Not VMAs.
VMAs? I think the VMAs.
Question mark? The American Music Awards? Or whatever. Something where artists, something where American artists all get together and they sing and dance.
Grammys.
The Grammys. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
That was weird.
Ooh, that's awkward for me. Sorry, guys.
A weird year.
Yeah.
Of Grammy performances. Yeah. It was weird, but it was entertaining, but it was weird.
Yeah. So me personally, I'm just like, Mama and like, seriously, like Mama and like the Melon Awards have nothing. Like the Grammys have nothing on Mama and the Melon Awards. Like the Melon Awards and Mama is amazing.
I honestly think that America should take a, you know, a tip or two out of that, out of their book.
Just take a bit, just take a page.
A lot more people would tune in.
Yeah, seriously, like, come on now. Like, my favorite stage was probably, like, on BTS when they did theirs. And, like, dude, they were, like, the, what was it? Like, they were, like, seven Greek gods and stuff like that. Oh, and yeah. Then we had Mr. Jin whipping a horse, and he was like, I am Apollo. And I was like, yes, you are, Jin, yes, you are. And he did so good. And I was like,
it was a whole storyline to it.
It was amazing. And then, like, we have Mr. Park Jimin over here being Artemis. And I was like, ooh, so elegant. So nice.
Yes.
See, he just leaves me speechless. That man is amazing.
But, yeah, no, I totally agree with that. Anything else? No? Just moving on. All right, this one. Standing pre-debut is pointless. And that means standing a group before they debut is pointless. Yes and no. Yes, because you don't know how they perform as you don't. They haven't had their first debut comeback, so mm-hmm. you don't know what they're about. But on the other hand, they pre-debut, they always show their talents, mm-hmm. like whether it's vocal, rap, dance, and you're like, oh, they're really good. So you can kind of get a sense pre-debut of how a group's going to do on their debut day. So I think it's a yes and no kind of thing, but more of a no, it's not pointless. Like, it's fun. You feel more bonded and connected, and I think that's what the companies, like, count on, honestly. Yeah.
I agree with that, actually. I like standing them pre-debut because, what was it? I think it was actually Island, and now we have N-Hyphen. It's like, I love you. Like, mm-hmm. you go, Nikki. Yes, work. Like, it's like, oh, my God, my son, look at him go. You know, like, I like pre-debut, like, standing them pre-debut yeah. because I get to know more of their personalities. It's mm-hmm. like, oh, and it's like, I can literally say, like, I've been with you since the beginning.
Like, literally.
Like, TXT, like, we saw them when their trailers came out, and it's like, oh. Look at you now. You're over here singing Frost, and like, it's really good.
Groups like Stray Kids, Pentagon, Icon. Who else had a survival show?
Oh, let me see. Monsta X, they had one.
Monsta X.
Yeah, Monsta like, X.
And it's like kind of cool.
And ATs, they had one too.
Yes, and so it's kind of cool to see just the journey of them pre-debut and then see where they are now because... Mm-hmm. Like, when it comes to Pentagon and Stray Kids, I feel like there's so many inside jokes in the fandom that I don't get because it's pre-debut stuff. And I was like, oh, I have to go back and go through all that just to see what's up. Because I feel like there's, like, I feel like each fandom is different and special. But I feel like specifically those two, there's, like, a weird kind of, like, I don't know, like a vibe, like a, I want to know what they're about.
What are you talking
like,
about?
This fandom is really weird and I like it kind of thing. Mm.
I kind of get like that because like me personally, I really love NCT. So, because I'm crazy. I watched every single one.
Oh yeah, you did.
Of I NCT couldn't. Life. I did that. Because I wanted to know what they were talking about. Because I was like, oh, okay, so they, you know, they went to Thailand. But I love NCT, like, because they're always in a different place. And mm-hmm. then even Dream was on there. And they did the little, like, rise thing, like, NCT oh, yeah, yeah. Dream. And I was like, and then, like, I really love Chunla. And I was like,
son.
Mother loves you.
Love you,
mother
son.
Mother loves you. And then I loved it because they introduced, like, Kun and Winwin. On NCT Live, and I love that because I remember it was just like Do Young, Utah, Taeyong, and who else? Oh, Jaehyun. I love you, Jaehyun.
Stop being rude.
No, I'm not being rude. But it was those four, and they had to pick a string and see who it was going to lead to. And oh, then yeah. Taeyong was like Sechung, and I was like. Besties. So that's why I love watching the pre-debut because they're really goofy and it's funny because back on NCT Life they actually had what was it, the Chinese members, they had those translators on them, so oh, yeah, Do Young yeah. was like, oh, we're gonna win, and it took Kun like maybe 5 seconds later, he was like, yeah.
It's just the awkwardness because they looked so nervous because they're like, I'm just still learning Korean and I don't know what's going on and I can't translate fast enough.
Yeah, and it was just really funny because Doyen was like, wow, 5 seconds later, but he got it. And I was like, I love that. That was a soft moment for me. I really loved that. That's why I love seeing them pre-debut because it was before Kun was in anything. So that's mm-hmm. why I was like.
I think it's cool to have like the pre-debut stuff because you bond more, like I said earlier, and you know, companies, they kind of use that to their advantage because the more you bond, the harder it is to let go of that group.
Yeah.
And that's what will keep you spending money. So, you know.
I just also think it's really funny because, like, also pre-debut, I wish I was one of the choice that I got to see Ace busk in the streets.
Oh, yeah.
I wish. I'm just like, so I could have watched them perform I Need You for free.
Yeah.
And Cactus for free. But no. And then it's really cute because they actually, like, they went to a convenience store and they gave candy to the choice that showed up. And I was like, I could have slightly touched Donghyun's hand. No? Okay, never mind.
No, never mind.
Like a slight touch of the hand because he gave me candy.
Okay.
I just work here.
Wishful thinking. Wishful thinking.
I know. Manifesting.
Next one. EXO would be just fine if Baekhyun left and became a solo artist.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I think he'd be really missed. I feel like the fandom would really miss him in that group, honestly, because he like I said, every member has a part to play.
Yeah.
And he would be missing.
Me personally, I feel really bad about this, but like, well, not bad. But like, I knew about EXO and I knew some of their songs, but I did not know the members. And then I tried to learn them and then I gave up.
Why? How did you give up with EXO when you know NCT?
Don't ask. I just work here.
No, I am asking.
I don't know. Because, like, no, I don't know what it was. Because it's like, oh, I watched, like, a guy. And it's like, oh, like, I don't know what it was. I just wasn't feeling it. And then by accident, I learned everybody's names without watching a guy. And I was like, oh, yeah, like, Zio, that's human, you know? Like,
I mean, because honestly, I think that group looks super different from each other out of any other group.
Yeah, I don't know.
So it's kind of easy to be like, oh,
yeah, because the thing is, like, the only reason why I for real, I'm sorry, God, the only reason I for real bothered with EXO, because I liked a couple of their songs, and I'm like, okay, listen to the discography. I only bothered with them because I saw Baekhyun in Super M. I'm sorry.
I mean, as long as you're there, you got there.
Yeah, because I was like, I looked at him, and I was like, damn, I mean, like, who are you? Like, you're cute. Like, your vocals are amazing, and you're hitting that high note and dropping. I know that's not your favorite song, but I was just like, oh my God, like, who is this, like, cute person and with the vocals, and I just want to squeeze his cheeks. Like, who are you? And that's what happened. So he's the reason why, because I saw him in Super M. That's the only reason why I bothered with EXO. But I was like, he'll be so good as a solo artist.
Okay. No. He is a solo artist.
Yes.
I was like, wait, he is a solo artist. Boo Boo's had like 5 comebacks lately.
No, he like peace out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like, okay, my bad.
So
I shouldn't
put participate in EXO activities anymore.
I should have put that in parentheses, like, peace out. I should have put peace out.
Yeah, no.
I should have put the peace out. I didn't do that. My bad.
I understand. All right, we're going to go to the next one because we have a little bit of time left. All right. This one. Okay, I'm going to need help with this one. Aespa debuted too early and they aren't ready / need more training.
I said what I said.
Now, I think they're great vocally.
Okay.
Like, but the concept of the group as a whole is half-baked. And I feel like they got pulled into debut mode too early because of the whole Irene scandal from Red Velvet, and the company's like, we need to fix the situation with something shiny, new, and distracting.
Yeah, it always happens, like something like a scandalo happens, and then it's like, no, hey, quick, new group.
Hey, look over here.
Look over here. And it's like, deflect. Or it's like something happens, and you're like, distraction. Like, yeah, it's like literally that. So I'm just like, okay, I'm not saying that I'm just, Aespa right now for me is just, they're not my cup of tea and they're not my flavor. But if you like Aespa, like one of our friends.
You do you.
That's fine.
You do you, boo-boo.
You do you, boo-boo. But I just feel like they were just pushed too early. The concept is so, not like, I felt like the concept could have been more, it could have been more developed and tighter. Because like the way they were explaining things and stuff like that, I'm just like, what? Like, okay, sure, each member has an AI, cool. But I felt like it could have been worked a little bit better.
Yeah.
And I don't know, I just felt like this was so forced, because I was like, I just feel like they were really trying really hard to force this debut. Because, like, I mean, there was, like, some of the trailers, like, there was an artist, like, I don't know, it was, like, that one teaser with, like, the snake in the train or whatever.
Oh, yeah, for Black Bomba.
Yeah. Granted, that was an okay song, but it was decent. I don't know. Cause,
it took,
like,
a while, but yeah. I didn't like the choreography. It sucked. Just like I don't like Next Level's choreography, I think it sucked too. It was different.
Yeah, like the vocals wise, I think they're cool, but weird. I just feel like they need to be schooled a little bit more. I have no talent, I have no room to talk, but
from what I've seen, comparing them to other successful groups.
Yeah, I'm just like, I feel like we could have did a little bit better. We could have been real nice cookies, you know? Mm. Like, it took them out too quick and then
Who took the cookie?
What happens if you take the cookies out too quick, man?
Gonna be raw exactly. In the middle,
and then you're gonna get salmonella from the egg in there.
Well, look at you!
I know things. Yeah,
look at you.
Well, no, because like my mom says, if you don't wash the chicken too, you're gonna get salmonella. I don't know.
She's not raw.
This is true.
She's not raw.
So I will look forward to Aespa in the future when you know
they're more polished.
Yes, please.
But they have talent. They have potential.
Yes, it is just preferred. It would just be preferred if they would be more polished.
All right. This next one, NCT 127 title tracks don't let their main vocals shine in title tracks.
Oh no, they never do.
Yeah, it's more Mark Tae-ong.
Yeah,
Jaehyun time.
Okay, in the nicest way possible.
But who's actually like, okay, I guess we had to go by subunits. It's by 127.
Yeah, let's just say 127.
Who's the main vocal for 127?
Tae.
Yeah?
Yeah. Okay, for me, okay, I always thought it was Do-young.
Yeah, because it's, oh, because he has the most parts.
And you're smacking the table. I'm serious.
That's why I was wondering. I was confused. I was like, I thought Tae was the main vocal, but if I had, from what I see in any title MVs, it's Do-young.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe they changed. I don't know.
Okay. And this also leads to another unpopular opinion that we did not talk. I think Do-young is a better vocalist than Tae.
Well, that's because he's progressed. Tae used to be,
this man eats CDs,
the top vocal. Mm. But then Do-young has gotten better in the last about year and a half.
Yeah. Me personally, it's
Do-young. Actually, I put Do-young and Haechan neck and neck.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense.
They're extremely. But
yeah, every time it's a title 127 song, we know we hear Mark because Mark is there. He's front and center. We always hear Mark. Yeah. And then we hear Do-young and then Tae-young and then Haechan. We always hear them.
Tae-young's Park and Bark, Mr. Park and Bark. Remember, I always say basically a Park and Bark is a vocalist that's there just to stop on the side and belt out a vocal run or whatever. That's Park and Bark. That's what Tae-young's job is.
Nothing and he else. Does a great job at it, y'all.
He does amazing job. He's a great vocalist and everything, but it just makes me sad because I want him to have more of a part than just a Park and Bark.
You're more than that, Tae-young.
But maybe he doesn't want that because he is the oldest and he's I'm just chilling. I'm just, doing his thing.
Honestly.
Boo-boo's just doing his thing.
Yeah, Boo-boo's just doing, he's good. He's good. But yeah, no, because sometimes I think it's just Mark and friends.
Mark starring NCT.
Mark featuring NCT.
All right, last one. Okay, Army's behavior is toxic, and will eventually ruin collaborations with Western artists/interviewers. I don't think this is a problem. Let me tell you why. Because it's much bigger than a fandom. This is money. These interviews are money arrangements. They are mutual beneficial contracts.
Mm-hmm.
And collabs are the same thing. They're there to make money. They don't care what the fandom says. They're there to make money. They're like, you want to collab? Oh yeah, I want to collab.
Give me that money.
It's a business transaction. So I don't think it's gonna ruin them. And unless the group does something themselves, then yeah, but fandom-wise, they don't have no power with that. Yeah.
Not gonna lie, I saw this one on TikTok, and I was like, question mark? I'm gonna put it on the thingy and see what Yvette says. Put it on the thingy. Because I just thought it was interesting, because me personally, I'm gonna quote Eric Nam because it is a very smart thing to do. If you pay me enough, then yes. So how much would it cost for BTS? All you have to do is just pay, you just have to pay the right amount of dollars, and yeah, sure thing. Yeah, we can collab. We can come and perform at your stadium, we can do whatever you want. Give me the shmoney.
I'm gonna say this. Say BTS said, we're gonna go collab with Blackpink. we're just gonna pull that and then say Army just or partially, Army doesn't, not one choice is, represents everybody. Mm. But say most people are like, no, blah, 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 blah. And they just, they're not having it. You think they're gonna stop that? No, it's bigger than you. This is a business transaction.
Yeah, because I really just saw a couple of people saying this on TikTok, and I was like, I have to know. Because I'm just me personally, I just think money talks. So I'm just no one's really going to care if the fans are toxic or not. Because either way, and also Wolf of Wall Street, there's no such thing as bad publicity. If anything, you guys are just talking oh my God, no, BTS is going to collab with Blackpink. We cannot have this stand war Twitter thing. And then I'm just so you guys are giving this publicity for free?
Yeah.
For free? So they get free publicity because of all the fan wars. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people like to react to it, and they're probably going to hate watch it. I hate this. But you guys are giving it a view, though.
You're giving it, you're just adding fuel to the fire.
Exactly. So,
what are you really doing here?
Interesting, because I was just is this going to ruin collabs? Probably not, because if someone pays the right amount of money, anything can happen.
Not at all. But that's it. That's our last question, right?
Yeah.
All right.
Except, how much do you love me? Not at all.
How much do you love me?
A lot, actually.
Why?
Because you're beautiful, you're smart, you're amazing, and you put me in my place, and I like it sometimes. She said what she said.
She got me. I was going to have a good comeback, and she got me. I was just well then. How sweet.
And you have like really good taste in music.
Oh, so yeah. Do you though.
Really?
Yeah. Why are you surprised?
I don't know.
Okay. All right, guys. So that's the end of our episode. So if you like this episode of What in the K-Pop, please rate, review, and subscribe to us. And also give us a follow us on our Instagram at whatinthekpop_official. And our link tree is there, which will give you access to all our other medias. And yeah, that's it.
Yes, yes, yes. And oh my God, I'm so happy that we actually got to be part of the festival that we were part of. We hope you guys enjoyed. This is our first time actually showing our faces, like for real, for real.
Yeah, while we're podcasting. It's really cool. Yes. Actually, I think we're going to do this a lot more.
Yeah,
a
lot so for fun. Office. But anyways, thank you guys for hanging out with us. We love you so much. And we'll maybe you'll see us next time. But remember to... Live your best K-pop life. Bye.
It's not off.